from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tommy Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Carlsbad Police continue its investigation into an apparent homicide that occurred at a residence in the 2300 block of West Missouri. According to police reports, a man had been shot sometime on Sunday. No other details are available. The New Mexico Energyplex Conference opens online Thursday at 1 p.m. and is presented by the Lee County Development Corporation. Industry officials will give updates on the oil and gas industry. Among those presenting discussions will be Congressional District 2 Congresswoman Social Torres Small and CD2 Congresswoman-elect Yvette Harrell. Lovington High senior Kaylee Vega will sign a letter of intent today to play softball at Division I Stephen F. Austin. Vega is the first Lee County athlete to sign with a Division I school in several years, that according to her father, Robert Vega. It's Veterans Day, where our nation honors our American men and women soldiers who have or are protecting this nation and its way of life. Vietnam veteran Bob Woolley of Roswell is thankful that the Vietnam vets are finally getting their due.
In the last, oh, I don't know how many, 10, 15 years since Vietnam vets have actually started being recognized, I've really got a lot of pride now in it, knowing that I did serve my country and do what I had to do. Just wish all the veterans out there a happy Veterans Day. Thank all of them for their service and wish them all a hearty welcome home.
Hobbs City Commissioner Dwayne Pettick, a decorated Army veteran, reflects back on the first time he donned his uniform.
Well, the first time I put my uniform on, just so full of pride and what it stands for. And the right, the training and that you go through to be able to call yourself a veteran and wear that uniform and what it stands for.
Village of Ruidoso Police Chief Darren Hooker, an Iraq War veteran, says veterans represent every citizen in America, even the million-dollar athletes who take a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem.
And the reason they have the ability to do that is because it's a free country. And the reason it's a free country is because of veterans, people that have signed up since the dawn of time to say, I will go forth and I will protect the rights and freedoms of the United States of America.
American soldier.
From all of us at MTD Radio, we salute our veterans. I'm Tom Arias.